When you hear these two words, Holy Spirit, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? Do you know what I find so scary about that question? For some people, the answer is nothing at all. They don't associate God's Spirit with anything much, really. And that's scary. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the most amazing things about being a Christian is having the Holy Spirit dwelling inside you. Just stop and think about that for a minute. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. So when He dwells in you, that's the God who created the universe, the Jesus who died and rose again for you, the same Holy Spirit who filled those disciples on Pentecost. It's that God who's dwelling in you, God Himself. Acts chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. Suddenly a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like flames of fire. The flames were separated and stood over each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to do this. A lot of people shy away from the Holy Spirit. He's a bit harder to get a handle on. The Father, yeah, we get that. The Son, sure, we get that too. But the Holy Spirit, well, that's not so easy. And yet God the Holy Spirit brings such incredible power into our lives. The power to overcome sin. The power to do things that we never imagined. The power to be all that God made us to be for His glory. A little later on in the Bible, we're commanded to go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. And yet some Christians shy away from Him. Like that somehow makes sense. Go on being filled with the Spirit. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus talked a lot about the Holy Spirit. One of the things that He said is that out of the heart of each believer, the Spirit would flow like a flood tide of blessing into the lives of those around them. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.